B-Pod Studios.
Let's get into Dirty Laundry at 6:42. Yes, A-Rod and J-Lo. We told you yesterday they're both in Saint-Tropez. Of course, they were on different yachts. So A-Rod was partying with friends ahead of his 46th birthday, although he did have a blonde sports presenter with him, as they say. So she was celebrating. J-Lo is celebrating her 52nd birthday with her new boyfriend, Ben Affleck. Of course, hey, you think they might have planned these trips despite each other? But no, they planned to do this together before they called off their engagement back in April. They decided to go enjoy the itinerary they planned. J-Lo wins with a $130 million yacht. A-Rod, $32 million. So his boat is only, you know, one-fourth of J-Lo's. That's a lot of boat for a couple of people, don't you think? Hey, Halle Berry was spotted walking around Beacon Hill yesterday, so she's in town shooting for an upcoming American science fiction drama film on Netflix called The Mothership. She's looking good. And LBF talks a lot, about Britney Spears and her ongoing dilemma with her dad, her drama. New documents disclose just how much her dad, Jamie Spears, is getting from Britney during her conservatorship. Check this out. He gets $16,000 a month plus $2,000 a month for office expenses, okay? He also gets 1.5 of the gross venues from her Vegas residency, which left Jamie with a cut of at least the dad, that is, $2.1 million is what he gets from Britney. Okay, finally, actors who turned down major roles for various reasons that might be surprising and they might have some regrets. Liam Neeson turned down the role of James Bond because his wife said she wouldn't marry him if he took it. Must have some regrets about that. They both do, right? Claire Danes turned down the role of Rose in Titanic because she didn't have it in her to do another romance with Leonardo after Romeo and Juliet. And finally, Will Smith turned down Django in Django Unchained because he couldn't see eye to eye with Quentin Tarantino's creative direction. Oh, by the way, he turned down Neo in The Matrix. He didn't want to be known as the alien movie guy. And he did Wild Wild West instead because he thought it'd be a bigger hit. It wasn't. And I should say as well, hey, the Olympics continue tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC. By the way, Pink has offered to pay the fines for the Norwegian women's beach handball team. They're penalized for not wearing short shorts. You know, they're supposed to wear bikini bottoms, but they were wearing kind of bicycle shorts. So she tweeted Saturday, "I'm very proud of the Norwegian female basketball or beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their uniforms." So, Pink standing up for long shorts. There you have it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What I say is what I mean. I'm about to friggin' lose it. My day. I'm not happy. My day. This is my freaking day.
It is her freaking day. We found her. We weren't looking for her, but we found her. We found the biggest bridezilla. Not in America. No. The world. We had to go all the way to Australia to find the biggest bridezilla ever. Check this out. This is an email. Actual email. Lay it right here in my hands, okay? Sent out by a bride who's getting married in October. So she sent this out to all of her friends and family and guests. She says, "I've already sent out all the invitations," meaning most of you have gotten them. "Thanks for the RSVP. And I need them all by Sunday, okay? Otherwise, we're not going to be able to have you. That being said, I would like to announce our gift registry to everyone." To all those coming to my wedding, there are a list of gifts that you can bring. All caps now. "You must choose from the list or consult me first. There are no exceptions. The list includes 1, any KitchenMaid appliance over $350. This does not mean regular kitchen items like an apron or a spatula. I'm talking about the stand, mixer, blenders, etc. Number two, any Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses. Other purses are allowed, but please consult me first.
How about DJ Maxx?
Your face, LBF, is awesome. Your face right now. Item number three, any clothes, all caps, over $400 from Calvin Klein, Moschino, or Nora's. I don't know Nora.
Neither do I.
I don't want to know Nora.
I hardly know Moschino and Calvin.
Number four, new floor tiles for the entire house. I know this one is a bit of a stretch, but I'll gladly appreciate it.
Wow.
Okay. Number five, a new car or a new trim for my car or anything relation to my car. Yeah, or a new one is acceptable. Number seven, $400 or more gift cards to any of the following places. Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomies, Nordstrom, Calvin Klein, Gucci, and she's hungry, Whole Foods, okay? Other places are acceptable, but please talk to me first.
This woman, does she
take the cake? You bet she does.
I'm speechless.
As long as it's like over $400.
This is legit because it's a news story.
Yeah.
Why would anybody go to her wedding?
Why would you? A cash gift of $400 or more is acceptable. She writes it, finishes, says, so as you can see, there are a lot of things on here. I'm expecting everyone to spend, all caps, at least $400 on the wedding gifts. I'll accept slightly lower amounts as long as you tell me first. Okay?
I would never go to that wedding. Yeah. I would light the venue on fire the day of.
Right?
I mean, that's a terrible person right there.
Isn't she terrible?
A terrible person.
Remember to apply early if you don't want to get me a Gucci purse or anything.
Or
you
stuck buying her a car.
Do we have a picture of this monster?
She says, thanks, loves, XOXO.
Yeah, and there's a link to the spreadsheet so you can sign up for different gifts, too. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get two cars.
I don't. I mean, I'm happy to say that I don't know anybody that obnoxious.
I can't believe it.
Not even close. Not even ballpark. Not even within a 25-mile range.
Yeah.
You know?
This is legit. It was on Australia 7 News. They got the post. She's not kidding. It's verified. She is serious about it. It's not...
Tile for your floor?
She wants a new car?
I mean, come on.
A car. Or if you can't do that, some new trim, you know, paint it, clean it, whatever.
I mean, I think it's kind of tacky when people ask for, like, people to contribute to their down payment for a house or their honeymoon.
Right. All right, Nancy's on the phone. What do you say, Nancy?
What I would do is I would go out and buy a toy car, put it in a box, wrap it up, along with the RSVP, and say regrets, but here is your new car that you wanted, and just mail it to her.
I like
it. At least I got her what she wants.
Yeah. It's the worst. You just can't believe
terrible.
It. Right?
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
What's going on with the brides for this? You know?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Where's your dignity? Where's your pride? Yeah. I mean, how can you send out invitations like that?
I was happy with my blender we got. Good, a blender.
Well, you should go to Bloomingdale's and buy the cheapest blender and mail it to her.
Gosh. I mean, we got nacho plates. Two of them. I didn't complain. Everybody needs
nacho plates.
Yeah, right.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right.
As it turns out.
You're happy with that. Your wife is happy. You're using it, aren't you?
Okay, Nancy. Have a great day.
Have a good day. I love you guys.
Yeah, we got two nacho plates. We didn't complain.
Nacho plates?
You know what I mean? Nacho bowls.
I love them.
Salsa in the middle.
Oh.
Chips on the side.
Right?
Hello?
That's a lifetime of love right there.
I was happy.
What better gift?
Yeah, we're nacho people. Okay?
Be a nacho people. I'm nacho people either.
You are. Come on, we're nacho people.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session today. We have Grace joining us for a call. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
And I know it sounded very official, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I want to say morning, Grace.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
See what you did there.
You see what I did there?
Oh,
so, Grace, I'm just trying to lighten up because you've got a pretty serious morning court. Putting all kidding aside, you do have a dilemma, and we appreciate you emailing us with it. Because you're actually looking for some advice on a pretty touchy topic. So what's going on?
Okay. Yeah, I do have quite a dilemma. I used my mom's phone to get an old text message for a site that I needed to look at. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think anything of that. And I was so surprised because while I was scrolling, I found a text conversation between my mom and a man who wasn't my dad, and they were talking about meeting up and flirting over text, and there were pictures and like racy photos and just stuff that I can't unsee.
Okay, just to clarify, your parents are married still, right?
They are.
Mm-hmm. And you found,
yeah, and
how old are these texts? I'm just wondering, is this something that's current or?
Well, no. It was a couple of years ago. I mean, I have my text set to delete after a month, which is probably a good thing, but especially if you have something like that on your phone. I mean, yeah, they're still married, and this was a couple of years ago when he was deployed overseas.
Oh boy. So he was overseas, and while he's away, right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well,
yeah, and they have a great marriage, but at that point they were unhappy, and okay. You know, of course, he wasn't nearby. And
okay, so they were unhappy. How long was his deployment?
It was about 6 months.
Wow. So
yeah, so
that's quite a dilemma.
Yeah, like I'm not sure whether I should tell my dad or just put it behind us all, or you know, I mean, as I said, they were having a bad patch, and now they're really in love, and I might ruin everything if I brought it up, but I also feel like my dad would just die if he ever knew that I knew and hadn't told him.
That's tough.
That's a tough one.
For a 20-something-year-old to have to walk around with that secret.
Yeah.
So, Grace, I need to know. I guess we all need to know. Does your mom know that you know?
No.
Oh.
She doesn't.
Okay.
Well, that's a big secret.
Man, you've buttoned this secret up tight, I assume, until you called us.
Right.
But, you
know.
Now
we know.
Yeah, now we know. But we don't know who they are. So, Grace, that's a real tough dilemma.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do.
Question is, should you talk to mom or your dad or neither or both?
Because then, like, this weighs heavy on you personally, and that's a big burden.
It's a real tough dilemma. Okay, thanks, Grace. Well, there you have it. Pretty sensitive situation. A big secret for someone in their 20s to have to, you know, withhold, you know?
I know.
So what should you do? Give us your thoughts. Morning Court's open, 888-410-1057. Okay, a couple things. First of all, she used a name that's not hers.
Yep.
And she's a visitant. She's a student.
Okay.
Okay. And her parents don't live in our listening area. So
okay.
Let's just make sure that, because I think there'd be some concern that, well, somebody heard, you know.
Right.
And her parents, but that's not going to happen. So she goes to school here locally. She heard about Morning Court and submitted a case. So, you know, don't worry about parents finding out through the radio. It's
right.
Just not going to happen. It's going to, you know, be just us with Grace and you calling in to give her some advice. What should she do? Also, remember, her mom told her to use the phone. She was trying to find something.
Oh, yeah. It's on my phone. Go grab it.
And then scroll. So anyway, 888-410-1057. Sensitive one, but she seems like a really nice kid walking around with a secret she's not sure what to do with. Okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian on vacation this week, but we're doing Morning Court. And of course, this case has been heard previously, but we're still taking calls to get your thoughts on it. So let's start with Karen. Good morning, Karen. Hello, Karen. Going once. All right. Don't hear you. Mary, are you there? Are you there, Mary? Is this Karen or Mary? Hello. Hang on, Karen. Mary, you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Is this the DJ?
Yes, it's Bob.
Are you Karen?
Hello? Okay.
This
you guys.
Karen.
You guys, hang on,
all
okay?
Right, Karen, they hung up on you.
Bye, Karen.
I just wanted to voice my opinion, but I'm on my way in the building, so right. No big deal.
No, we're here. Go ahead. We just had two calls coming in, so go ahead.
Thank you.
What's your advice? All right, we lost her. Let's start with Lisa.
Oh, I'm here.
All right, Lisa, Hello? What do you say? Hello? Yeah, for some reason we're having difficulty. They're not hearing me. I'm hearing them. Okay, so 888-410-1057. What are your thoughts on whether or not she should share these secrets that she's found on mom's phone?
Hello?
Hi, what do you say?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hang on.
Hi.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what do you say?
Actually, she saw the photos and she saw the text messages, but you don't really know if her mother went through with it. She could have backed out at the last minute and didn't want to do that to her father. So I would suggest her talking to her mother first before she talked to the father, because it could cause more harm than good if she doesn't know for a fact that her mom went through with it.
Mm-hmm. It's a big secret for a kid to keep, too, right? I mean, it's just in college in her 20s. So I think everybody kind of agrees with it. At least she should be honest and talk to mom about it, right? She wasn't looking for this. She just happened to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Wendy. Good stuff.
Thank you
very much. Have a great day. Okay, Mary, you say this happened to you?
Yes, this happened to me. My daughter was borrowing my soon-to-be ex's phone and take a picture. And she saw text between him and a woman he was having a full-out affair with. She chose not to tell me at the time, and I understood because she was going through a major health crisis herself, our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much on her bandwidth to deal with. But I just want to tell this young woman, it's not your fault you found this. People who have affairs, whether they're emotional, which, by the way, even though she didn't go through it physically, emotional affairs are actually considered more damaging than physical affairs because of the intimacy. It's not her fault she found it. People who have affairs are extremely careless. And they're also kind of narcissistic, and they think they'll never get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not her fault she thought. She's not a bad person. I agree with the previous caller. She should start with her mom. It's her mom who was reaching out and connecting, not her father.
Right.
For all she knows, they've talked about it. For all she knows, they have an open marriage. You know, maybe they agreed before he was deployed that they had an open agreement. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
The agreements married couples.
You don't know what's happened behind closed doors, as they say. Mary, thank you though. And
they're your parents, but they're also two adults.
They're two adults.
The whole thing stinks. And start with your mom because
there you go, Mary. We're gonna take another call. But thank you. Yeah, you start with the mom. Look, like you said, she wasn't looking for it. She found it, and it's a big secret for a 20-something to keep, what, forever? I don't think so. Okay, we're taking calls, 888-410-1057 for Morning Court in Session. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. This is a tough one today. We don't want to, with Grace, I know there's a lot of people are upset that she went through her mom's phone. I think it was one of those things where once she's scrolling, she couldn't stop herself. You ever do something that you just wish you knew you should stop?
Pandora's box.
Yes, she just couldn't stop herself. Let's see what Emmy has to say. Emmy, you're on the radio. What do you want to say to Grace today?
I think it's kind of a rock and a hard place. Like, I was thinking that she should really talk to her mom first, because maybe dad already knows and they've been keeping it a secret from her. But also, if it happened years ago, like, I would want to know, did it go further than just text messages and pictures? Because if not, maybe it's not as big a deal. And, you know, maybe dad, like I said, our dad already knows, and they've just been keeping it a secret from her so they don't upset her.
Right.
So I would talk to mom first, personally.
What are you doing? I must know.
Sorry. I know. No, I'm walking through my school right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, brisk walker. Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Just making sure.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, have a great
Good luck, Grace.
Okay. Thanks. You. And we'll pass it on. Oh, she's. She's listening. Let's go ahead and say hi to Janet. What do you say, Janet?
Hi. I agree with the last caller. I was saying the same thing. It happened 2 years ago. She should speak to her mom. Dad may already know it's, and they keep it from the kids. And they could have worked it out. So I wouldn't speak to dad, but it's a secret that she has to say something because it's going to eat at her constantly.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
She needs to speak to mom and find out what's going on, and then she may be fine with it after she speaks to mom.
Yeah, I think it all starts with mom. You can't keep that inside that forever, right? It's going to come out.
I guess.
Right?
No, and as I say, dad may already know. You don't know. They keep things.
Don't go to dad first. The kids. Right. Don't go to dad first. No. We all agree on that. Okay, thank you, Janet. Well, right. What's
I guess. Definitely blow things up. Whoa.
Marie, how's the jet today? We're gonna.
Oh boy,
Marie, hang on. We'll see if we can get a better line for you there. That was tough. Lisa, go. What do you think? Hi Lisa. You're on the radio. Okay.
You're there?
Yeah, we're there. You're there? Hi.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, Grace, as a deployment, she doesn't understand. It's a terrifying thing for both parents. What she may be perceiving as a bad marriage may be fear on her mom's part.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know if her husband's coming home. You don't know. She definitely needs to have a conversation with her mother.
Okay.
Her dad may know about it. Auntie may not. Mm-hmm. But it's up to her mother to discuss this.
Would you be able to ask your mother if you had any suspicions, Lisa, of any sort of, you know?
Ew.
Well, I just wondering. Because that would be...
Yes, absolutely.
It's easy to say you'd go do it, but go ahead.
I have three daughters.
Yeah.
I have three daughters.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have approached me when my husband and I have had dark times.
Oh,
okay.
I have no problem with that. And, you know, as a mother, you should be able to be honest with your children.
Okay.
Really? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I have adult daughters, of course.
Yeah, they're adults. You know, they can handle it.
All right, Lisa.
They're adults. You're not stupid.
Yeah. Lisa, you're very sensible. You're a very sensible call. I can't argue with what you say. I do think you got to talk with mom.
That's an uncomfortable conversation.
I'm not saying it's going to be a fun, you know, conversation.
Not. But Grace also has to understand, too, what she may be perceiving as they were having a bad marriage could have been a fearful marriage.
Okay. All right.
All right, Lisa. Thank you.
The
claimant
is fearful.
There it is. You don't know. I mean, her husband was deployed.
Well, you don't know what goes on in a marriage, ever.
You don't.
And even like, yeah.
So Grace just... leave it alone, live with it, or confront mom with it. 888-410-1057. So we talked to Grace earlier for Morning Court. It ignited a little bit of a firestorm. So Grace, you know, she called us. Just a couple things you should know before you listen to the recap. Her mom told her to find some website on her phone, some text, and... Grace was scrolling and scrolling, and, here's what happened.
I used my mom's phone to get an old text message for a site that I needed to look at. While I was scrolling, I found a text conversation between my mom and a man who wasn't my dad, and they were talking about meeting up and flirting over text, and there were pictures and, like, racy photos and just stuff that I can't unsee. This was a couple of years ago when he was deployed overseas. I'm not sure whether I should tell my dad or just put it behind us all, or, you know, I mean, as I said, they were having a bad patch, and now they're really in love.
Okay. So, they're in love. It's all good. Most calls have said mom should have the conversation with mom, not dad. There's been a couple mind your own beeswax.
Yeah.
Okay. And most people are kind of upset with her for scrolling.
I know. I'm surprised at that.
You can't blame her. Once you ever done something that you knew you should probably stop, but
where do you want to start?
I don't.
I'm gonna start in the kitchen.
I should stop, but you can't.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Right?
It's like a Lay's potato chip.
What? Yeah, you can't help yourself.
You can't. It's Lay's.
Right.
Once you get that first chip, you're done. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what was going on. Should she live with the secret or not? Let's go to the calls here. We say hi to Sue. What do you say, Sue?
I think Grace should definitely talk to her mom, like the other callers. Her mom gave her permission to look through the phone, so that's not the issue. But maybe she should just say, hey, when was the last time you, like, scrolled through and cleaned up your messages? Because this is what I found. And not knowing whether you told dad or not. And leave it up to the mom. Let her explain herself to Grace if she feels it's necessary, but at least she'll be aware that Grace knows.
Okay.
That's a good open.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's really, hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Right.
What's up, messages?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Well, she is a millennial. She can probably do it. Yeah. All right, Sue.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Liz, what do you say?
So I think that she should talk to her mother. You know, just to
how's that conversation go?
Very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, my parents have been divorced and remarried and everything. And I really think at the end of the day, like, whatever happens in their marriage is kind of their own business. Like, it's separate from the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Like, the parents could have talked before the deployment and they could have been like, let's take this as, like, a separation, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what goes on in the marriage. Like, obviously, they don't tell their children every single thing that they do.
Apparently not.
You know,
but
I would definitely gently approach it. Yeah. Like,
okay.
You know, just be like, oh, hey, I just happened to see this on your phone.
Yeah.
You know? Don't beat around the bush.
I'm not going to talk. No,
please, for the love of all things holy.
Liz, that's solid advice. Solid.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Yeah, just, you know, be honest.
Liz, what do you do for a living? Doesn't have to go on the radio.
I'm an office manager.
Okay. Office manager.
Ooh, she manages things. See, she does a good job.
I can tell because you're good at giving advice.
Do you think that Bob Bronson would be constantly called to HR if he talked like he did in an office, like he does on the radio? Do you think?
What do you think, Liz?
Maybe. Liz. Maybe you should call me for some advice.
Two words.
What's that?
Plausible deniability. That's right. Yeah.
Plausible.
It's very plausible. All my stuff. Plausible deniability. What I meant to say
was. What? That's his excuse. What?
Liz. Thanks, you got your own show.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Liz.
You too.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Ruth, what do you say?
I understand how hard this must be for Grace to walk around with this. If it was a couple of years ago, and her father was away, and her mother was insecure or whatever.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. Now she's saying they're really happy together.
Yeah.
And really in love.
Yeah.
I think if she brings it up to both of them, it could ruin the happiness that they're having
now. I think
now.
So, too. That's real. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Just live with it for a while, okay?
Yeah.
That's really nice. I think she might have a point.
Yeah.
If Grace can just kind of put that secret away, it doesn't eat her up inside.
Push it down. That's my psychological advice. Repress.
Is that wrong, though? Because at least then she's not blowing up what looks like a good marriage.
Carry that burden yourself, Grace.
Maybe it's the price you pay for, you know, having that other chip.
Mm-hmm.
Should have stopped
it. There's always a price.
When there's
another chip.
just went that too deep in the bag.
Yeah.
That could be it. All right. So Grace, good luck.
Good luck, Grace.
That's Morning Court, so the best of luck to our listener, Grace.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, let's say good morning to our player today. It's Kim from Marlboro. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great day so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking, Kim. Yeah, that's great.
Hey, Kim.
So I hear you're a paralegal.
I am a paralegal.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like to say hello to my
kids.
Yeah.
Jess, Jen, Serena, my son-in-law, Daryl, and my two grandkids, Dom and Jelly.
Look at that. That's a great shout-out right
there.
That's
awesome.
Good job, Kim. Well, look, you ready to play Super Smart? Win $1,000?
I'm going to try.
Feed that family. There's a lot of them.
I know.
Okay. There you go.
All you got to do is get 10 of these questions right that LBF is about to ask you. Remember, Kim, if you're not sure about an answer, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Okay?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
True or false, Christopher Walken worked as a lion tamer in a circus?
True.
Warren Beatty played this cartoon character come to life in this 1990 film?
Yes.
At the O.J. Simpson trial, his lawyer said, if the gloves don't fit, you must what?
Quit.
Who hosted The Price is Right before Drew Carey?
Bob Barker.
What was Courtney Cox's character's name on Friends?
Oh, my God, pass.
In what country did the domesticated pot-bellied pig originate?
Taiwan.
In what decade was the voting age in the United States lowered to 18?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
In what decade was the voting age in the United States lowered to 18?
Oh, God, the 1980s?
What is a triolet? Any guesses what a triolet is?
Triolet.
No.
Oh, well.
I think I got like five.
No.
Kim, you got five. I wasn't sure what your answer was on pot-bellied pigs. What'd you say?
Taiwan, I said.
Taiwan. Close. All right, LBF.
All right. Well, Warren Beatty played Dick Tracy in the film Dick Tracy. Courtney Cox's character's name on Friends was Monica. Mm. The pot-bellied pig originated in Vietnam. And the decade the voting age in the United States was lowered to 18 was the 70s. And a triolet is a poem.
Okay.
It's an eight-line poem.
A poem.
See, it's so much easier when you do the home version because you have multiple choice.
That is true.
That is true.
But you know what? You still won a great prize. How about this? A Prue Pack. Now, the Prue Pack is this summer's hottest new item. It's perfect for the beach, for the boat, and for laundry. It's awesome. Get yours and 21% off with a code 1057 at PruePack.com now. That's PruPak.com. Hey, Kim, thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
Go to the beach.
I appreciate y'all.
Enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Very nice lady. She's a paralegal if you ever need one.
Good to know.
Just good to know.
You
right?
Might.
Yeah, I might. Maybe. Have a great day, Kim. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, so if you want to play Super Smart, sign up at WROR.com. Like Kim said, play the home version of the game. It's multiple choice, but still,
easier.
You'll see how you rank and how you score to see if indeed you are super smart. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 8:38. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian on vacation, but we can't let the dirty laundry pile up. We got to take care of business. So here it is. A-Rod and J-Lo, we talked about them yesterday. They're still in Saint-Tropez, France, on their own respective yachts. Now, A-Rod was partying with his friends because he's going to be turning 46 today now, while J-Lo was spending her 52nd birthday with her new boyfriend, Mr. Ben Affleck. Now, you might think they planned this trip together, despite each other, I should say. But no, they actually had this planned previously, and it was called off when their engagement was called off, but they both said, hey, we're going to go. So who had the bigger boat? A-Rod had a $32 million yacht. And J-Lo had a $130 million yacht. J-Lo wins. She's got that Saint-Tropez tan, probably using some Band de Soleil. Remember that? With the SPF of 2. So there you have it. J-Lo wins. Hey, new documents disclose just how much money Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, is getting from her during her conservatorship. Check this out. He gets $16,000 a month. Okay, let that soak in. That's $4,000 a week. Plus, he gets $2,000 a month for a nice, tidy office expense. He also gets
1.5% of the gross revenues from her Vegas residency. That's gross, not net. That's more money. So basically, if he gets cut off from his daughter, he'll be losing $2.1 million a year. Okay? Now, actors who turned down major roles for various reasons were pretty fascinating. You know, Liam Neeson turned down James Bond because his wife said she wouldn't marry him if he took it. It was too dangerous, too grueling, and just too much. And, of course, the rest is history with the new Bond coming out again, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And it won't be Liam Neeson, Daniel Craig. Claire Danes said she turned down Rose in Titanic because she didn't want to work with Leonardo DiCaprio again in a romantic movie after she did Romeo and Juliet with him. Will Smith turned down Django Unchained because he couldn't see eye to eye with Quentin Tarantino's direction. He also turned down Neo in The Matrix as he didn't want to be known as the alien movie guy. He did Wild Wild West instead. He thought that'd be a bigger hit. It wasn't. Also, Sandra Bullock turned down a role in The Matrix. How about that? She said she just wasn't interested in that kind of movie. And Lawrence Fishburne, he's been a lot of great stuff. He turned down the role of Jules in Pulp Fiction because he felt the movie made heroin use look attractive, didn't like it. Again, the rest is history there. And for Olympic coverage tonight, that continues 8 o'clock on NBC. The USA is ahead with the most, I should say they're tied with China for most medals, but we do have the most gold. So that's that. As far as that goes, we got 8, China has 6, so it continues tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.